You're listening to In Here, Out There, Stories from the Road. My name is Christopher Ives. Today, I started packing up the van to get ready for my trip back south for the Tiny House Expo and show, but I took a few hours today to visit with my friend Sarah.
My name is Sarah, and I live in Connecticut.
And she had a story that she wanted to share about confronting a new perspective. I think it's great when people are able to reflect on themselves and diversify their perspective. And I think that's just what Sarah did here. So I'm going to let Sarah tell you her story.
I like to consider myself progressive. Certainly, I like to think that I'm an ally for those who are marginalized in our current political situation, if that's even the right term for such a failure. But recently, I felt a touch of something I'm slightly ashamed to admit, even to myself. But I felt necessary to share. My friend introduced me to an individual who I was told in advance we'd get along nicely. Upon meeting this individual, I realized quite quickly that they were not only dressed very masculine, but they were a petite frame and presented as predominantly male. I knew immediately that they were not male, but in fact transitioning from female, a fact I wish my friend had informed me because I found myself not knowing how to verbally direct my conversation. After many she, followed by facepalm slaps, I gathered enough of my guts up off the floor and asked the question I had never asked, but I knew I had to ask. What pronoun do you prefer? Followed quickly by they. The progressive in me is going, we got this, while the uninformed side of me is going, they? Like both? And for the first time in a while, I find myself ashamed that I felt so entitled to have a better answer than they. How am I supposed to adjust? How am I supposed to remember? How does this person expect me to change myself for their lifestyle? How is it that I've become everything I dislike in one swift moment? I realized it wasn't the they that was taunting me. It was the not knowing how to deal with the embarrassing she's and the slips of shh, followed quickly by they, just hoping they wouldn't notice and judge me for not getting it right. The thing is, I asked. At the end of the day, all you can do is ask. Don't decide to say he or she when it's so easy to just ask, what pronoun do you use? And they will tell you. Not asking is insulting. Not trying is insulting. So inform yourself. Learn something new. Ask more questions with full respect to the other person and be ready to learn something about yourself as well.
Sarah's story reminds me that it's not only important to keep an open mind, but also to do your own due diligence in educating yourself. Just yesterday, Anchor, the company and platform I use to distribute this podcast, sent me a user questionnaire. And in that questionnaire, it asked me questions like, what is your gender, male or female? And in that question alone, it reminded me that even well-intentioned surveys that I hope are to gain better insight into diversity within their company can also alienate people just because of a lack of understanding of how a community identifies. Without getting too far into it, not all women are female, and not all men are male. It's a huge spectrum out there, and there's all types of people, including people that might not fit nicely into one of your little checkboxes. So thanks again to Sarah for sharing her story, and thanks for being open for sharing a time when you knew that you could do better. That's always a hard thing to do, especially with a audience, so. Okay, well, that's it for today. Tomorrow I'm hitting the road, and we're heading back down to the warm weather. I can't wait. Okay, thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.